Okay, that's on page 532. 532, Siman Shin, et Sadi Tes, Sif Hei. We are continuing with the measurements, how to measure valleys and how to measure hills. Okay, the truth is, I don't really understand everything I'm going to learn with you, but we'll try, we'll just run through it as best as we can. Hegiel Lagai. Now, so far we pretty much dealt with measuring mountains. Now we're going to deal with measuring hills, valleys. What happens when you come to a valley and you want to measure the tchum? Do you measure, do you take a tape measure and you go, or the rope, the 50 amma rope, take the rope and lie it along the slope of the valley? So it says here, Higil Gai, Im Chut Hamishkoles Misrache Kinegdoi Lamata Arba Amos. Now that's picture number 11. If you look on the left side, you see picture number 11. You see over here this person is holding a rope in his hand, a stick in his hand, and the stick is Dalet Amos. And that ball drops down, I would assume it's at a rate of more than 10 Amos. 10 Tfachim. Sorry, 10 Tfachim. The general rule of ruler, that's also not the one. You have to get some more.
Yeah, you want this? You bring it back. Okay. No pictures. 532, you'll see it.
Because we are over here, a person is coming to the guy and he is dropping this mishkoiles, and the mishkoiles comes down more than 10 tfachim. In chut ha-mishkoiles mishrachik mechenegde lamata arba amos, more than 4 amos. So the general rule is, look at picture number 11. We have over here this person. He's standing over here on this cliff. And he has in his hand a stick that's 4 amos long. And he has attached to the stick a weight. And the weight drops. If the weight comes to rest and a perfectly vertical line is less than 10 tfachim below his legs, within greater than an area of Dalid, more than an area of Dalid Amos, then the rule is that we can measure, since it's more than Dalet Amos, it means it's gradual. It's, let's just follow the rules. The reason maybe we'll come to understand a little bit better as we go through the rules. But in this case, being that you need to expand the stick at a distance of more than 4 Amos to reach a depth of more than 10 tfachim, that allows us to do picture number 12. To take a rope, one person goes to the top, one goes to the end, and you can mavliya, you can swallow up the entire valley within 50 amos across. The whole thing will be considered to be not more, if as long as it's less than 50 amos, of course. You can swallow the entire thing up with a rope of 50 amos. Let's see the words in Sarum with Amigilagai. Emchut HaMishkoilas, if the plumb line, Mishrachek Mechinegdu Lamata Arba Amos, if you can extend more than 4 amos, and it drops to a depth of more than 10 tfachim below your feet, and you need to extend it more than 4 amos, then, and only then, Ozroyim Im Yochol, we make the following determination, if you're able, Lehavlioi, to swallow up this cliff, Bechevel Shel Chamishim Amma, Mavlioi, go right ahead, swallow up the entire gap within 50 amos, like you see in picture number 12. Vim lav. Let's say you cannot do so. Moidoy bechevel shel arba amos. In other words, let's say it's greater. The distance is greater than 50 amos. The distance between one, where those two people are standing, on one the left, one the right, two different edges of the cliff, is more than 50 amos. Then you have no choice but to do what you see in picture number 13, which we learned last week, where you have to take small ropes of 4 amos apiece, and one person stands in one place, and one person connected his heart, one is connected his leg, and you do the method mentioned in picture number 13, which we learned last week, to calculate the distance, how much that cliff will consume in the 2,000 amot chum. V'hu shelo yihei amok yosem alpayim. There's another condition. That condition is that from the top of the cliff until the bottom of the cliff, to the bottom of the valley, there is not a depth of more than 2,000 amos. Aval imhu amok yosem alpayim. But let's say the depth is greater than 2,000 amos. Then moided hayirida v'aliya kol shel kol hashipua. No longer do we follow this shul, but rather we take the rope and we lie the rope on the ground of the slope itself, and that will go into the calculation of the 2,000 amos. Let's say you come to a distance of 10 tzvachim below less than 4 amos, like you see in picture number 14, you will already reach a depth of more than 10 tzvachim below your legs at a distance of less than dalid amos, like you see in picture number 14, oz. Then so far it's going to be the same thing. So far we're not going to make any difference. We're going to allow you to do what we did in picture number 12. But v'im lav, here is where there is a difference. Einoi moided klal hashipur shel yirida v'aliyah ela hamisha shel mata. Then you do not have to measure the slope at all. Bonus. You get a bonus in this situation. You can completely ignore the slope, and the only thing you have to measure is the surface on the bottom of the valley. The afilu, another leniency, im omog yoser me'alpayim. Okay, so let's review outside. It's not so hard, Allah. Let's review outside what we've learned. We have over here a valley. Look at picture number 11. A valley. The valley, you have two cliffs. You have two heights, the left and the right. Bottom slopes downwards. How do we measure this the area here for the two? How much of this space will be consumed for the 2,000 amot chum? So, first thing we have to determine is how steep is the slope going down. The rule is it has to drop 10 tefachim below your feet. At a distance, the determining factor is either more than dalet amos or less than dalet amos. If it drops down to a depth of 10 tefachim at a distance of more than dalet amos, that means it's not so steep. If it's not so steep, then we have to use the slope as part of the tchum. You can't just discount the slope. We have to include the slope area as part of the tchum. So how are we going to do this? So there is the bonus method and there is the non-bonus method. The bonus method is, if you are lucky enough that the distance between where you stand on top on one side and the other side is less than 50 amos, you're in business. The entire distance from one end to the other will be exactly 50 amos if you can hold a rope on one side over the other side. If the distance... Yes, that's the picture. Look at that's going to be picture number 11, number 12. Number 11 and 12, we have a valley, and the slope is not so steep. It's not so terrible, because it takes you a distance of more than 4 amos to drop 10 tefachim. It's not so steep. If it's not so steep, therefore we have to use the slope as part of the tchum. How are we going to use the slope as part of the tchum? Well, there are different methods. If from one end to the other end it's not more than 50 amos, we give you a bonus. Just take the rope on one top of the cliff, a rope on the other top of the cliff, it's 50 amos, 49, 48, 47, that's it, that's going to be the number, that's the magic number. Even though if you would actually measure how many steps you're going to take when you climb down and climb back up, it's going to be a lot more, it doesn't matter. Bonus, if top to top, it's 50 amos, since the slope is not so steep, and you have only a gap of 50-50, that's it, you just do 50 and you're finished, or less than 50. But let's say it's more than 50. So then what we have to do is we have to measure in small increments of 4-4, like in picture number 13. Picture number 13 on the next page, you have to take a rope, it's exactly 4 amos, one person stands and holds it by his heart, the other person goes down and holds it by his leg. That's a bonus also. That's a lot less than measuring the actual slope. If you would actually measure the slope, that would come out to a lot more. So you are going to gain in doing it in this method. But what happens if the slope is, but there's also one other limitation. The other limitation is that if the valley goes down to such a low valley, Grand Canyon, from all the way down more than 2,000 amos, forget it. If you're going down more than 2,000 amos, you can no longer make use of the leniency of going from end to end. If it's more than 50 amos, and you can no longer make use of the leniency of doing four amos, you have to take the rope and put the rope on the floor and have it go and touch the ground, and that's going to consume a good part of your tchum because you measure every single inch of the slope itself. But if the slope is steep, what does it mean steep? That you already drop a depth of 10 tefachim within 4 amos. Within, that's going to be picture number 14, correct, then you have even a greater leniency. Then you're even in big, better business. You get even bigger bonuses. You really won the lottery. Number one, if the distance from one cliff to the other cliff is 50 amos, that's it. Just do 50 amos and less and you're finished. If the distance between one end and the other end is more than 50 amos, you get the ultimate bonus. What's the ultimate bonus? You don't have to measure the slope at all. Zero. You start here, and it goes down a long way. Even though the measurement from here to here is be a very great distance, who cares? Ignore it. The only thing you measure is the flat area in the bottom of the valley, and that's it. So you gain, you completely ignore the entire slope from the top of the cliff to the bottom. Why? Because it's so steep. Being that it's so steep, it's not considered to be part of the derech. It's not considered. How are you going to get down there? I don't know. You have to climb down there. You have to hold on very tightly to some rocks. Maybe they have some type of things built in to climb down. But it's not considered to be flat land in any way. So you can completely ignore the amount of space that the slope takes up. Just the top, the bottom, and that's all you have to calculate towards your 2,000 amos. And we also have the additional leniency that it doesn't make a difference how deep you go. Even if you go down more than 2,000 amos, it's okay, it's fine. Ignore the slope because the slope is too steep. Just calculate the top, the bottom, the flat part of the valley, and that's all you need to add toward the number of 2,000 to contribute to the number 2,000 towards your Tchum Shabbos. That's the halacha, so it's not really that hard. Okay, halacha vav, sifav, higi lahar. Now this we really learned this last month. I'm not exactly sure why it's repeated again, but it's pretty simple. Let's just maybe look at the picture first, picture 18 to picture 19 before we do it inside. You see here this city, and you see here these massive mountains. If we're going to play with the mountains, it's going to be a very complicated operation to measure the mountains, to inspect the slope. 50 amos, 4 amos, Makadrin, all these different techniques. But there's a much simpler, and also whatever you're going to do, you're going to lose out. Because once,
what are you looking at?
I'll look at picture number 18. Picture 18. When you turn the page, you have all those pictures. On the left side, you see this little city. And right on the left side of the city, there are these massive mountains. Now, if you go and you make the Tchum 2,000 amos towards the mountains, it's a complicated procedure. What's going to be concluded in the Tchum, what's not? How tall are the mountains? Is the slope calculated? Not calculated. All the rules that we learned the last few days. But there's a very simple thing we can do. You go to the city, go in front of the city, or in back of the city. If you go in front and go 2,000 amos, that's easy because that area of land is flat. So there's no complications. If you go in front, or that part of the tchum is simple. There are no mountains. And we know that when it comes to a tchum, and then once you get to the extreme end of 2,000 amos, if you go in the other direction, perpendicular, there are no mountains. You've already cleared the rough land. And there, it's perfectly flat. So what you can do is you can measure there 2,000 amos straight, and then you can work your way upwards. And the mountains, even though if we would have measured the mountains, the tchum would have stopped short in the middle of the mountains. But being that the mountains only are in the center, but on the two sides of the city there is open land, and along the open land it's flat. we can go an easy 2,000 dams to get the maximum distance, we can mimela swallow up the mountains, they'll be included in the tchum, and you can go from the top of the mountain to the other side of the mountain without any limitation whatsoever. It's clear in the picture, like you see the picture. If you go in the mountain and you would do it like on picture number 19, look at those people there on picture number 19, all those poor people there, climbing the mountain with those little ropes of 4 amos. That's where we would stop. You would have to stop, sure, because you would consume, you would use up the measurement for the tchum. But if we don't go in that direction, we first go and we measure straight along picture number 18, along the edge, in front of the city, front of the mountain, so behind the mountains, then you can go 2,000 amos without any interruption, and then you can work backwards and you can automatically swallow up the mountains part of the tchum. Now, when can you do that? You only can do that if the mountains are cleared at within 2,000 amos above or below, as you see in the picture 18. You see that we're measuring in front of the city and behind the city, it says there 2,000 amos, and you come to clear flat land within 2,000 amos of the front or the back of the city. But in picture number 19, we, in order to get to flat land, we have to exceed the 2,000 limit. You have to drop down in front of the city more than 2,000 amos. It shows you the mark, the 2,000 amos mark, where the 2,000 amos come to an end, and then it shows the whole section where we have to surpass the 2,000 amos, and then they try to go the dotted line, the flat land. That is already too little, too late. We've already exceeded. So there, in that situation, we have no choice but to send up those group of people in the Kadrin with the small ropes of dotted amos to measure the 2,000 amos. That is the gist of Sivov. So let's read Sivov inside. The Yilahar, he reached the mountain. He go in Shehu bin Mizrach Ir. It's along the east of the city. And the entire length of the east, you're not able to swallow, because if you go direct east, you're going to meet the mountains. So what's the solution? Here's my solution. Within 2,000, go north. Don't go east. First, go north. And then after you come to the extreme section, the extreme tchum of the north, then go east. Right? That's what the picture is doing. Look at the picture. Picture number 116. Really, I'll give you different ones. Make it America. So we'll say instead go west. Okay, we'll make. I'll just give different directions. Make believe in picture number 18. That little city is New York City. Okay, that's New York City. So if we go west. If we go west, right, go to the west coast, if we go to the west, what's going to happen? You're going to meet the mountains. No good. You don't want to meet the mountains, because then that's going to limit your tchum. So what do? Go north. Go up to Canada. Or go south. Go down to Florida. And when you go up to Canada, you go down to Florida, then if you then were to travel to California going west, you're not going to meet up with any mountains. You're going to pass through the flat land. Flat terrain. That's good. That's what it's telling you over here to do. Okay, it's just turning.
How far west can you go?
2,000 amos.
That means if you end up in the middle of a mountain, you're not.
Well, you're still gaining, because if you're in the middle of the mountain, you can everything until that point is included in the tchum, which is going to be a lot more had you gone directly through the mountain. You'd have to stop a lot closer because of the incline, the slope of the mountain. What? Because when you go, when you
these mountains look flat.
No, these are very tall mountains. Look at these. What do you mean, flat?
It takes up a piece of. There's a lot of empty space there. A lot of the sky here. If the mountains were higher, can you go up? If it was more than 2,000 amos.
Up, you know, you have to stop when you come to 2,000 amos. But the chiddush is, if you were to measure along the mountains, you would probably, let's say, make believe, you would have to, your 2,000 amos would end, let's say, 3/4 up the mountain, make believe. You're going up the mountain, and the slope is not so terrible, so you have to measure the slope. When you get 3/4 up the mountain, the 2,000 amos have come to an end. I have a trick. Don't measure going up the mountain. First go up or go down. And then measure 2,000 amos. And when you go up and you go down first, you measure 2,000 amos, it's flat. So when you come to the end of your 2,000 amos, and then you go up, you're on the other side of the mountain. So you're on the other side of the mountain. That's right. Now that means that on Shabbos, you can climb up the mountain and climb down the mountain.
Regardless
of the height. So even though technically you've traveled 10,000 amos and the tchum is only 2,000 amos, it's permitted. Because the tchum is being defined by the flat land. So once the flat land has been defined to be 2,000 amos, and then we make believe we go up. Exactly. So the mountains are swallowed up within the tchum. And even though if you choose on Shabbos to climb the mountain, you'll be traveling physically 10,000 amos, and the tchum is normally only 2,000 amos, you have here a legal loophole. You have accomplished because you're not measuring the tchum by traveling the mountain. You're measuring.
You're just only going flat.
Right. Tchum is not measured how many steps you take.
Right.
It's a defined location. And that defined location starts out through a measurement of 2,000 amos. But you're allowed to be creative in how you create that 2,000 amma boundary. You can walk in circles the whole Shabbos.
People who sell land, that's the way they work.
Right. If you want, no one, so you could sit in the shul on Shabbos, and the whole Shabbos, Guinness Book of World Records, you can walk in circles, and you can be walking on a treadmill on Shabbos, 50,000 amos. Oh, but you only got to walk on Shabbos 2,000 amos. The treadmill has recorded you've walked more than 2,000 amos. You didn't go anywhere.
Well, what about this here, Zed? What if you have a really tall tower, say $10 high, right, within your tefillin, right?
It's mutter, yes, it's mutter, yes, yes, it's mutter, it's absolutely mutter. Let's finish up the Talmud. Halacha yigila har, ubcha mashu b'minim b'nechinei lo'ir, emirochav mechamish shemamo, sh'eni yochol avliyo, k'lein shu b'mizruch o'ir, ubchol o'ir, chamizruch eni yochol avliyo, em yochol avliyo, b'sech alpayim shol tzat sofoin, o'idar, mi yungo go down, yeleich sham. So indeed, that's what you should do. You should first go up 2,000 to go down 2,000, and then go left, and then go the avliyo. Kevin shu adayim b'sech hatchum shol tzad o'ir, aval im eni yochol avliyo b'sech alpayim shol tzad. Listen, the mountains are very long. The mountains extend the entire tchum of the city up and down. So after you go and you travel down or up, north or south, 2,000 amos, you're still going to come into contact with the mountains. When you go west, when you go left, when you go that area, then you don't gain anything. Then you have no choice. You should not do so. You have no right to go further. Like in picture number 19, that's not permitted. Kizayin. Ein soimchim, el al medidas odam mumche, an expert. Not everyone is allowed to make the measurement for the tchum. You have to have a person that's been trained, professionally trained to make these measures, because it's obviously something that's extremely complicated. As we see, we've learned very, very complicated rules. Ein simcha el al midas odam mumche, shu yadea midas hakarka. Ches. Hoyulot chumei Shabbos muchzokim. Here's a very common story in life. This is the way everything in life goes. This is a Musa Haskell for life. Let's say you have the Tchumei Shabbos Muzakim. It's already been established, right? The rabbi who retired, or the rabbi who lived here 50 years ago, he has established the Tchum Shabbos. And shows up a young guy, a young hatshat. He shows up a new rabbi, a 20-year-old guy. Says, oh, I'm the new rabbi in town. Let me measure the Tchum. And he makes his own calculation. Nothing has changed. Okay, there's no construction has been happened in this community. No earthquakes or anything of the like has happened. And this young guy says, the tchum is no good. This tchum that you've had the last 50 years that was established by the old rabbi is totally off. It's either it's too long or it's too short. So he makes a new measurement, and he either expands the old chum or he diminishes the old chum. So you listen to him, provided that he is an expert. He has been professionally trained to do this. Even if he's machmir, hagah. Now this is a general halacha. This is a beautiful halacha, and we'll stop with this through the halacha. This is not an example of a mistake. this is a matter of hills and mountains. Let's just look at the picture number 20. Look at picture number 20. This is a very important halacha. It's a very fascinating halacha. Picture number 20. We see over here the city. It's a box. And they make a measurement from the corners. So when you go and you measure from the bottom corner, your 2,000 amma ends in one location. But if you make the measurement on the right corner, it ends a lot shorter. Why is that so? Very simple. Because on the bottom, it's flat. And on the top, it's hilly. Right? Very simple. On the upper part of the section, when you go right, when you go make the 2,000 amas right on the upper section of the city, you are encountering hills and mountains. So your tchum is going to be diminished. But if you measure your tchum on the lower part of the mountain, you're just traveling over flat land. So when you come to the end and the bottom, you are at much greater distance than the area on the top. So now the question is, so what's the tchum for the rest of the width of the city? So there are two opinions. One opinion says we draw a diagonal line. We connect the dots from the top corner to the bottom corner. And that's going to be the tchum. The other opinion says no, that we draw a straight line. We draw a 90-degree angle like you see over here, b'shaveh. Those are the two opinions and how we, and the different opinions, halacha l'maaseh, I think we're generally, we make them. So you have a tchum, so the way to make the tchum is to measure the corners, especially when you're dealing with the situation, dealing with land that's not consistent, the topography is not inconsistent. One part it's hilly, one part it's not hilly, and you measure the corners, and then you can take the lesser of the, you take the more lean of the two to make like b'shaveh, like you see in this field. So the Ramah, the words Ramah is hagah modem matzah. If you go and you make a measure, the matzah midasah b'mizrachas on one corner, yisera al shakenegda b'mizrachas remes moisech achut. You extend, you stretch the chut, the measuring rod, the measuring rope. Atchut shel simen hatchum mizel lezeh ba'alach sign on a diagonal, like you see in picture number 20, where it says alach on the diagonal line, the dotted line. V'yeishoymrin b'shaveh. Some say you're more generous, like you do the second line. You do you a 90-degree angle b'shaveh. Kithi hamokim, according to the mokim shavibbo, that is more, and that's indeed how we paskin l'kula. If you look in the Mishnah Brura, Uladina, the last line, right before test, right before Lamedalad, Siv test the Mishmu Ladina Pasak Agra Demoidin Bishove. The Gra is lenient. Halacha Lamay, so he can be lenient. He may, I'm looking at the last line of Seif Kot and Lamed Gimel. It's right before Lamedalad, just three words. Yep.
And in effect, that follows diagram number 18.
Absolutely, 100%. It's exactly what we do, the same concept. That's why it's brought down over here. It's exactly the same concept of Havla. You are creative in how you are able to be Mavliya sections of the Tchum. Okay, so we'll stop here with Sif Tess. Take a break, and then we'll do Minog and Daf Yomi.